Yeah, we're slipping and sliding. Yeah, we're flooding. Yeah, we're in Texas. Uh-huh. Let's go.
Yeah, baby.
Oh.
Time to man dance. Let's do the man dance.
That's right.
Come on, do the man dance.
That's right.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Come on.
Come on.
Look at that weather map. Everything is just green and orange and red. Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Come on, undo the man dance.
The man dance. It's Friday.
The day that
it's
men
Friday.
Dance
it's
with
it's
men.
Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. Ah! Yeah. Feel good? And it's been a short week.
Huh. Oh, that's the best. That's the best.
It is. Okay. All right, cut it right there.
You gotta know that
the Red Velvet Cake is in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, and Texas is flooding.
Underwater.
Yes. And a lot of people are not going to make it to work.
No matter where they are.
That's
but
right.
But every married man will be at work today.
Isn't that right, Super Dave?
Isn't that right, Super Dave?
Huh?
Ain't enough water out there to keep a married man from going in today.
I didn't get a rim shot out of you, Mr. Super Dave.
It's wet out there. You can't make it. I gotta go.
What about me and the children?
I know.
Let me get this straight. So he's all right to come to work. It's okay because he's got a man. He's got to go to work. What about getting home?
He might not make
might
it.
Not make
that's
it.
The thing.
Might not make it. That's the beauty
that's
of this whole thing.
That's the beauty of this thing.
That's the beauty of this thing, because the weather's not going to get any better anytime soon.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look at the map.
That's how this thing is
and
a gift from God.
And that's what the husbands are saying. Yeah.
Look at the map. Phone call goes like this. I made it, baby, but.
I might not make it back.
I made it.
Where's that Jaheim song? Just in case.
I don't make it home
just
tonight.
You want me to play that for you, Super Dave? That's the case.
Nigga, I made it. Yeah. You left at 6:30 yesterday. I know. Took the back roads.
6:30 yesterday. It was raining.
Okay.
All right.
Every married man.
This is the way it's going to be all weekend long.
Because
it's supposed to, isn't it supposed to rain?
Yeah. It's supposed to continue to rain and even... Still keeping an eye on South Texas, of course.
And the married man in Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where it's really been flooding and stranded and everything.
They're comparing the rain, though, just so you'll know, David and other husbands. They're comparing the rainfall in Houston to what is going to happen in the Dallas area today.
Okay.
Oh.
Can we recap, Sybil? I mean, you've had in Dallas, this is just Dallas, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes,
flooding.
Ebola.
Wow.
What's the common denominator with this place?
I'm looking at him, I think.
I'm just saying. The only thing we're missing is locusts.
And pestilence is waiting right outside the door.
Yesterday, Reverend Al's show talked about had callers from Houston, and a lot of his callers said that this is God's work. God is punishing.
Yeah, they're
Houston.
Blaming a lot of.
They always do that. Yeah. They do that every time something happens, and you know they blame it on the way we live or the homosexuals or something.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people in Houston are saying this is God's work.
God's work.
God is
punishing.
God is punishing.
He picked Texas.
Well,
all that stuff going on in Vegas. You know. You don't mess with that.
And Sin City means nothing. No.
He picked Texas.
Texas.
He picked Texas.
All the sinning.
All the sinning. Down there, all that stuff going on in New Orleans. Let
well,
it go.
New Orleans has had their share. So yeah. Now it's...
It's Houston's time. It's Texas time.
It's Houston's time. Yeah, it's so that's how God do it.
You don't question.
No, you don't question it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And look out, Houston, for the mosquitoes.
Oh, my God.
You already have some of the worst mosquitoes known to man.
The hugest.
And now.
They are. They drive. The mosquitoes, they drive. They carpool.
They're stuck on I-45.
Yeah.
The mosquitoes.
They're like that old Orkin commercial.
Yeah.
Have you seen that where they drive by your house? Man.
Yeah, the mosquitoes.
Man, those are no kind of fun.
But you can't get the Republicans to believe in global warming. Global, I can't even say global warming.
No, you won't.
No, no. They
and look how they're burning up in India.
Yeah.
Have you been
up
with that?
Yeah.
Have you been keeping up with that?
Yeah.
That's like 1,400 dead in India.
A massive heat wave. Yeah.
From the heat.
Yeah.
One lady said that her husband went to get her some medication. He died of a sunstroke trying to get back.
Wow. It is so hot, my dot is melting. I went too far.
Yeah, you went too far. You went too far. Melted dot, really?
Yeah. That's and the death toll is over 1,000, or actually close to 1,500 in the country.
They say in New Delhi, the roads are actually melting.
Yeah.
But there's no such thing as global warming.
No.
Yeah. No, you can't know. Well,
you know the Republicans don't care about India.
They don't believe in global warming.
But have you seen how the people in India are seeking relief?
How?
Have you seen the latest?
No.
They have an ice cream in India that people are eating, and it's Hitler ice cream.
Hitler ice cream?
Hitler ice cream.
How's that supposed to beat the heat?
Well, this is a new... ice cream phenom, and it's not that it's any different. It's just the name of it, and whoever is the genius that chose it. But there's a big uproar of anger. Oh, and
does it have Hitler's picture and everything, Sybil?
They're just calling it Hitler ice cream. They do have his picture on. It's on a cone, and it is a picture of Hitler. As we know him, in the uniform and everything, and a nice scoop of ice cream.
Was there a Hitler brand before the heat wave?
It's unknown.
If you were real hot, Sybil, I'm just going to flip it. Would you eat Jigaboo ice cream?
Definitely not. Absolutely not.
120 degrees. In the shade.
The ice cream truck pulls up.
No. And it's got Jigaboo ice cream.
Absolutely not. You would?
I'd bring you back a cone. Hell yeah!